You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I welcome in, everybody, another edition of Locked On Lions, Locked On Podcast Network. Today is Thursday, February 21st, into Friday, February 22nd. My name is Matt Derry. Thank you for listening, everybody, and joining us here as we bring you Lions content each and every day. And we've got some audio today to play for you. There's two big cuts that we're going to get to today, and two real big topics that we are going to hit on right here on Locked On Lions, your home for Lions content each and every day on Megaphone.fm, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening and joining me as we do this each and every day during the week. You want to get a hold of me on Twitter, you can do that. At Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y, Speaks, and the Matt Derry Facebook fan page as well. Big news today. First of all, I was going to get into Charlie Casserly. We had Charlie Casserly on yesterday when I filled in for Matt Shepard on Shep Shower and Shave, and we played it on the podcast for you yesterday here on Locked On Lions. And Charlie had a very interesting comment in regards to whom I think, the Lions would take at number 8 as the safest pick in this draft. The safest pick. So I ask Charlie about that and about a certain player that this individual would take over for. And we'll get into that coming up in a little bit. You'll hear what Charlie Casserly had to say to my question about this safe pick for the Lions at number 8 in the first round. But the big story today, Glover Quinn, former Detroit Lion, defensive captain, veteran, pro bowler, longtime Lion and safety, who had signed a 2-year extension prior to the 2017 season, went on the Pride podcast, a podcast I had never heard of, but this group of guys that does a Detroit Lions podcast, we got to give them full marks because they got Glover Quinn on there, the Pride podcast, and they interviewed Glover. And Quinn had a lot of things to say, and these were really the first public comments that he's made since he was released and let go by the Lions last Friday. And Glover Quinn, you know, pretty much admitted, and we're going to play the audio, Glover Quinn pretty much admitted he did not want to be here last year. Quinn had signed, like I said, a 2-year, $13 million extension before the 2017 season. His cap number, the Lions are going to save $6 million on the salary cap by releasing him, which they've already done and did so last Friday. All signs point to a secondary next season of Tracy Walker, who Pro Football Focus ranked as the second highest rated safety in the NFC North. Didn't play a ton, but had enough snaps to get those accolades. And Quandre Diggs. Glover Quinn is as classy a guy as you'll find, is as honest a guy as you will find. And if you recall, going into 2018, Glover Quinn did not attend any of the offseason workouts for the Lions. It appeared that he was unhappy about something. He didn't get into it specifically with the media. There were some rumblings that he was having some issues back home in Houston, some family issues. His family lives in Houston, and he wanted to take that time. And it was all voluntary workouts that he missed. He didn't miss anything that was mandatory. But Quinn only showed up to the mandatory stuff, and he was behind the eight ball to start last season. And it appeared he was not in great shape. First few weeks, he did not play well at all. If you remember the San Francisco game, he got beat a couple of times. And you're like, what's going on with Glover Quinn? Turns out that number 27, GQ, did not want to be here. This is audio courtesy of the Pride podcast, and the guys are asking Glover Quinn about his approach going into 2018, what he saw differently between Patricia and with Caldwell, and if he actually, you know, wanted out of Detroit. Take a listen to this. Again, the Pride podcast, this is their audio.
Well, for me, it wasn't necessarily considering retirement. Although I did think about it a little bit because I had some other things going on, but like I was really contemplating like whether I wanted to come back to Detroit because I knew that with the new coaches, with all that stuff, I knew they were going in a different direction. You know what I'm saying? And for the last few years, the way things have been, the way, you know, the organization was, the way it kind of had fit, I kind of had felt like, okay, boom, they just got rid of Coach Caldwell. They're going to go in a totally different direction. I really don't want to have to start over again in another different direction in Detroit. I kind of felt like, okay, I've done what I can do. You know, they're going to start with a new coach. Let them start fresh with, you know, another player, and right. let me go. So I actually tried to get out of my contract going into the season. You know, I tried to, because I knew it was going to get to this point. You know, I could see it. I knew it was going to happen. I understand the business of football, and I knew we were going to get to this point. So I was just trying to like stop it before it even got started. Like, you know what? Let me just go out after my 2017 season. Coach Caldwell's leaving. All those coaches are leaving. You know what? Just let them start over with a whole new crew and just remove myself from it, because I knew what it was going to eventually lead to. And that's what it led to, you know?
Now, GQ, let me ask you, when you're saying start over, did you mean like as far as starting over a new system, or was it you felt like they were in a rebuilding mode, like on defense, or what exactly?
Well, I didn't feel like it was like a rebuilding mode, but when you are, you know, we went 9-7 2 years back to back, and then all of a sudden they bring in a coach, and it's like, okay, we're gonna turn this thing around. Knowing the New England way, knowing the New England system, knowing how they play defense, knowing how they, you know, do things, I knew, okay, the way things had been, they're going to go in a totally different direction.
Gosh.
Not necessarily starting over and rebuilding, because we had a lot of good pieces. But I knew that they were going to take the organization in a totally different direction.
All right, there's the audio courtesy of the Pride Podcast. Glover Quinn. I have very mixed reviews here on what I want to say about Glover Quinn. And, you know, Freddie the Pizza Man, who's a longtime friend of mine and, of course, a subscriber here on Locked On Lions and one of our advertisers. And, of course, he does his own podcast, you know, with his wife and everything that we promote right here on Locked On Lions, you know, in terms of talking about autism and his family. Freddie sent me a very interesting text just now as we record here on Thursday, where he basically said, wow, Glover Quinn wanted out and fans kiss his feet. I think when we talk about the class scale with the Lions, we talk about guys that are classy. We talk about guys that are openly and open and honest. We talk about media members that need to lean on a few guys throughout the year. They're going to help them get some quotes. Glover Quinn is A+. A+. And where I'm bothered is, he went to the Lions and said, get me out of here. And part of it, and Glover's trying very, very hard in that podcast to be so nice and friendly and taking the high road. He said, I didn't think the system was going to fit me. It was my last year. I wanted to play 10 years. It was possibility of my last year. You know, Caldwell's gone. I went to them and said, hey, you know, Can you release me so I can go back to Houston? You know, it's not like we were rebuilding, but I just didn't feel comfortable going through this again. And part of me wants to say, you know what, Glover? You signed a 2-year extension. Nowhere in your contract did it say before 2017 that you must play for Jim Caldwell, and you honor your contract. You show up in shape. You show up to some of the workouts. You show the veterans and the new coaches that you are serious about your craft. And Glover sort of didn't do that. So part of me is disappointed to hear that Glover didn't want to be here. But we're talking about Glover Quinn. This is the ultimate professional. This is a Pro Bowl free safety. This is a guy that had a huge year in 2017. A guy that Matt Patricia and Paul Pasqualoni and the defensive staff was going to need big time to step up, especially with Quandre Diggs going full-time to safety, and have another big year like he had in 2017. And Quinn went on the podcast to talk about how pissed off he was after 2017. He wasn't named to the Pro Bowl. He was like a fourth alternate. PFF rated him really high, but his peers didn't. He was disappointed. He was down in the dumps. And listen, here's the bottom line to this whole thing, in my opinion. Matt Patricia and his staff made a lousy first impression on this guy. He's not saying it, but I'm saying it for him. I'm assuming Quinn came back to Detroit from Houston when Patricia got the job, talked to the coaches, talked to Matt Patricia, and walked away and said, no, this ain't for me. You know, and Glover's trying to be so cordial here. He's saying all the right things. The Patriot way, the system, it wasn't going to fit me anymore. I didn't want to go through this one last time. But see, when you go 18 and 14 in the last 2 years, and you make the playoffs one of those 2 years, and Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia, and everybody says, no rebuild here. We're going to build off of what Jim Caldwell brought us 9-7 the last years, but we're going to do even better. It's not good enough. They needed the 2017 Glover Quinn that was engaged, that was in shape, to be there in 2018. And this guy went, yeah, get me out of here. What does that say about the first impression that was made by the Lions? New regime, meaning Coach Patricia, Pasqualoni, everybody that was hired. It sounds like Glover got one whiff of that meal and said, I don't want to eat it. And then goes to the Lions and says, get me out of here. Please release me. And then they draft Tracy Walker. My guess is he went to them and said, get me out of here. They said, we'll think about it. Probably not. Then they draft Tracy Walker, and then they say, no, we're not getting you out of here, because they needed Glover to mentor Tracy Walker. And of course, Glover went the whole season last year and probably did the best he could. But he did not have a good season last year. He was up and down. He did not have the kind of year that he had in 2017. Some of that should be on him, and he should be responsible for that. He's under contract. He should give maximum effort. He should have been at those workouts, maybe. But it's pretty obvious to me that Glover's not saying it, but I'm saying it for him. He didn't want to be here. This new regime didn't impress him. And we know this. The Lions have admitted. Quinn admitted it. Patricia even said it. The beginning of the year, the workouts, the OTAs, July and August training camp was a disaster. These guys were all looking at each other going, where's Jim? Where's our coach? Get Caldwell back here, because this is some bullshit that we're going through right now. And Patricia thought, I'm going to come in here and change the culture. We got some major changes we got to make around here. No more Camp Caldwell. No more Country Club Caldwell. Because this shit's on. Sorry I'm swearing, but that's how I feel. And I think Quinn was one of the guys that said, oh my God, get me out of here. And I feel so badly for Lions fans that they have to listen to this. Because you know what? Once again, one of your captains, one of your leaders, one of your veterans is basically saying, I didn't want to be here. And now the Lions, for financial reasons, and they've finally got Tracy Walker, you know, he's no longer a pup anymore. He's no longer a rookie. The Lions have their man in free safety. At least it appears. Quinn thinks so. I'd be very interested in your thoughts on this. Are you mad at Glover Quinn for admitting he wasn't all involved last year? He wasn't all in? Or are you angry at the Lions for not releasing him, not granting him his wish to go back and try to latch onto the Texans and go home and be by his family? Or do you say, no, Lions should keep the best players that they have? Quinn signed his contract. That's how it goes. Sorry, Glover, we couldn't afford to lose you. or do you blame it on Patricia for making such a poor first impression on many of the veterans that guys like Glover Quinn, who's the most stand-up guy in that room, was basically saying, get me out of here. Derry Speaks on Twitter and the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. Interested in your thoughts on all of this. Coming up next, we'll hear from Charlie Casserly, because yesterday I asked him about one Jared Davis and about one Devin White. Listen to what he has to say. We'll play that next on Locked On Lions. All right, welcome back. Glover Quinn stuff, very, very interesting, certainly, and getting a lot of headlines here on this Thursday into Friday on Locked On Lions. Thank you for listening. As always, you can catch Matt Shook hosting Locked On Pistons. The Pistons will be back at it on Friday night in Atlanta against the Hawks, and then on Saturday against the Heat. All Pistons news and an interview with John Mason that he did a couple days ago with Matt Shook on Locked On Pistons. You should check that out. All right, everybody knows that listens to this podcast. I've been doing it for the last 3 years. I'm not a huge Jared Davis fan. I do think when the Lions put him in space and put him on the outside last year, I saw something in Jared Davis that I hadn't seen all season, and that is he's not having to read and react from the inside. He's just going on the outside. So I asked Charlie Casserly yesterday from NFL Network and NFL.com about the idea of the Lions replacing Jared Davis in the middle at number 8 with LSU linebacker Devin White. And listen to the reaction Casserly gave me. What about Jared Davis? What if the Lions, let's say, moved him to the outside and drafted somebody like Devin White? Would you like that?
Yes. Yeah. Davis is a two-down player. He's not a good cover guy. If you put him in space, he's not going to do well. And that's just what he is. He's an instinctive tackle-to-tackle guy. I think Devin White plays three downs for you. And in today's game, he's gold because he can cover. He's a very instinctive player, finds the football. I mean, this guy's a heck of a player now. So you can't go wrong taking him.
Man, oh man, an emphatic yes. An emphatic yes from Charlie Casserly. Would you move Jared Davis to the outside and draft Devin White out of LSU? Yes. I like it. If we're going to sit here and talk about safe picks, what if the Lions can't trade back? What if all those edge rushers are off the board? Bosa's gone. Allen's gone. Gary's gone. Farrell's gone. Those top four edge rushers are gone. And yes, maybe a Montez Sweat is there. Maybe some others are there. Maybe the cornerbacks are there. But Devin White, inside linebacker from LSU, who can cover people out of the backfield, who runs all over the field, who kind of looks like Jared Davis looked in college, but bigger and stronger. And we know about SEC players on defense. Bob Quinn likes him. Heck, he drafted A'shaun Robinson, Jared Davis, Tees Tabor, all from the SEC, right? Now, Frank Ragnow is an SEC guy, but he was on the offensive side. Regardless, those are the type of guys that the maestro likes. Lions fans, where are you at with this? Because I think this would be fantastic. You move Davis to the outside as an outside backer. You have Devin White out there. I don't know if that means Christian Jones stays out there or not. Devon Kennard then becomes an end. You'd have to maneuver things around. But we know this. Matt Patricia has said it. We don't want to be a 3-4-4-3 team every week. Maybe some weeks they're 2-5. Some weeks they're 3-5. Some weeks they're 3-3-5. Whatever it is. With extra defensive backs. I want you guys to take a look at Devin White as a serious candidate for the Lions. Remember, Devin White was going number 16, I believe, to Cleveland in the mock draft put out by Charlie Casserly the other day. But this is a dude at 6'1", all right, 240 pounds, Butkus Award winner, this past year, that can flat out play. Two times first team All-SEC. Second team All-American in 2017. Consensus All-American in 2018. Led the SEC in tackles as a sophomore with 133 total. The fourth most tackles in a single season in LSU history. became the first player in SEC history to be named Defensive Player of the Week four times in the same season. All right? He's projected to be there. 21 years of age, a monster. Ironically enough, looks just like Jared Davis in his number 40 LSU jersey. Looks like Davis did when Davis wore number 40 at Florida. But I think the Lions have a need inside at linebacker and a guy that can fly all over the field. Playmakers on defense. Keep an eye on Devin White, and Charlie Casserly is definitely with me on this as well. All right, that'll wrap things up for this Thursday into Friday edition of Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network. We'll talk to you again next week, and we get ready for the Combine in Indianapolis.